And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. And, you know, Bob, every time we talk to Al and Bob's, I learn something. These guys are a wealth of knowledge. They got great equipment. Their prices are very fair. And it's just a pleasure to do business with a local business that gets it. And they built their business on service and having the right people in.
It's like I said, though, you know, it's a store you can walk into and find that guy. You know, he just, you feel so lucky when you run into somebody with that kind of knowledge instead of, you know, just some minimum wage clerk who's only there because they just need a job.
Yeah.
You know, big box kind of thing.
Yep.
Stapled up.
I get it.
Tattooed.
I get it. So Bob and I run in. We'll get back to this. We covered this in the second segment, and I want to pick it up where we left off. Oftentimes, we talk about a little more sophisticated things in the grilling world just because, you know, it interests us. But what we really need to focus on is what interests you. And, Bob, you said you ran into a guy, young man, that was looking to buy his first grill.
Yeah.
We covered charcoal grills in the beginning. You know, the gas grills are in this world that we live in. People are impatient. They're hustling around. It's reality. And so they gravitate to a gas grill, which is light it and cook in a minute.
And you go to the big box stores, and that's the first thing you run into.
Right.
But, you know, thanks to Jethro and listening to their ads, I ran into this Martin Rogalski in Jenison, and I decided to give him a call. We ended up doing all of our trust legal work and everything with them wills, and the guy was awesome. So I'm talking to this GI, and it turns out he says his name is Rogalski, and I go, wow, any relation to Martin? He goes, yeah, it's my dad.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So here's a nice young kid who's trying to get into grilling. He's, you know, in the guards, done a couple tours, he's back home buying a house, yada yada, gonna do all these things now. And that inspires me. When I meet young people that are getting in, you know I have a chance to help them, maybe save some of the mistakes we made when we were those young dads, young husbands.
Sure.
Ruining pieces of meat on
right.
the grill.
So let's talk about that. So burgers, everybody does burgers. That's got to be one of your, if it's not a dog, it's a burger, are your first two items that you ever do.
Yeah, and you set it up perfectly before in terms of don't put too much charcoal on.
Right.
There's a classic example. Doesn't take much to do a couple burgers. What's the average guy going to grill? Four, maybe?
Yeah.
That's this much charcoal. It's just
right. This like much about the size of a softball.
A football, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you don't need the bag in there because it does burn. You know, you buy good lump, a softball-sized pile of lump charcoal, and we'll explain the difference in a second here. That'll burn for 2 hours.
And here's the beauty of what you said. If you do put it off to one side versus the center, you have an area to slide. Let's say you're a little hot and you can see it blackening a little bit and you don't want to do that. Then you just move it over, get it over to that other side and let them indirect for a while and put your lid back on and let them cook on the side. Once you've got a good scoring on or a searing, move them over and just let them finish off with just heat and not necessarily causing a flame.
Yep, perfect. Another thing that comes to mind is if you've got somebody in your family that doesn't like any pink in their burger, they'll learn to. But if they don't, and you put all your burgers on at one time, those of us that like a medium, you know, we're going to slide those away from the heat. And while you're still cooking the ones that want them well done and no pink in their burger, then they stay over the heat. And it's just, you'll get a feel for that. You know, one of the tools that we subscribe that everybody should have is a good digital thermometer. Because the number one mistake that people make on the grill, bar none, is overcooking stuff. And the only way to assure yourself you're not overcooking it is to know what the temperature of the meat is while you're cooking it. How do you do
that? Go to thegrillingguys.com. Look on the right side. Look for an icon. You'll see Alan Bob's. You'll see all of our sponsors over there. But you'll see one that says ThermoWorks.
Right.
And they make the ThermoPen. and that thing, it's American made. You'll fall in love with it. Use it once and you'll say, oh my gosh, I'll never use another temperature
device indicator. Again. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, because the reason that those are cool, it's instant read. You don't have to hold it in there for 10 minutes. It's like 2 seconds.
You don't need to stick it in the meat and shut the grill.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it's you know, and then you've got different proteins are at different temperatures when they're doneness. You can find that all over the internet. But if you're cooking a burger, you get it to 135 in the center. You got a medium burger. It'll be dark on the outside, but it'll still be pink on the inside and juicy.
And
that's where I like my burger.
Okay, if you're getting good burger from somebody like Sobey,
right,
or a good butcher, you can do that.
Right.
If you're going to one of the big box stores, and again, not a fan of those meats at all.
Yeah, buying your burger in a plastic tube.
It comes out of the burger factory.
Right.
You know, and that's how people will end up having problems.
Right. So that
is... Yeah, if you see it in a tube, do not pick it up. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But that is rule number two, is that use quality ingredients and you'll get quality results. If you use cheap ingredients, you might get lucky, but generally, there's a reason that it costs a little more. And you go to Sobey Meats, Northwest Side on Remembrance Drive, and they grind their own ground beef, right? So you're not getting it from a factory. You're getting it that was ground fresh, maybe yesterday.
I'm so hungry right now.
But probably this morning it was ground when you get over there. Fresh makes a difference.
Yeah.
Okay? It just does.
Yep.
And so, you know, you might spend 10-15 cents a pound more, maybe, to get the good stuff. And at the whole scope of things, you know, you're doing a quarter pound burger, you can get four of them out of a pound. It's worth the drive. Go get the good stuff.
Get two out of a pound.
Right. Yeah. Right. If you're, if you got big buns, right? Well, hey, that's a whole different story.
Hey,
yeah. I get it.
You'll end up with them.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think a lot of people also struggle with things like brats. You're going to start off, you're going to go and get yourself some Johnsonville brats, whatever supermarket you're at. Now, again, Sobey commercial, but if you want some good brats, see your butcher.
Right.
Sobey has tons of brats, but there's stores all over the place that specialize in making brats and kielbasa. And go see your local butcher, get some brats, and then how are you going to grill them? Do you just throw them on a hot grill?
Yeah, there's some technique with
brats. Do you boil them?
You can.
Why?
To get them started, because they're round and you got to get it cooked all the way through, and there's fat in there, which makes them very, very tasty. But if that skin pops, then you get the
fire.
Right. It'll get on your coals, and then you're going to get a flare up. So some people will boil them ahead
of
time.
Not a fan.
I'm not at it either.
You know,
at all,
I have a rule for my kids when they're coming over, or when my wife goes to the store, and I'm just that way. Imagine that.
Yeah.
But if the bread has a colored wrapper, don't buy it. Well, I'm going to say, because it's coming out of a factory, I want it from a bakery. They have plain wrappers with a black
clear bag.
A black and white label. I want to see my meat the same way. I don't want if. And I don't mind Johnsonville. I honestly like their brats because they're out of Wisconsin. They do no brats in Wisconsin. But it's the same way with brats. If it's a factory-built brat, you better bring that baby up to 165.
Right.
Because it's factory.
Yep.
Their machinery doesn't get clean like your butcher does.
Right, yeah. Butcher tears equipment down every night, clean it, and then use it again the next day over and over and over. And cleanliness is a big thing. Is a big thing when these things are made. But brats to me are tasty.
Fantastic.
You can get, you know, I think Sobey's got over 30 flavors that he makes. I don't know if they're all in the meat case at the same time, but I had a list of them
at one time.
So, yeah, it's cool to be able to do that.
Yes.
And, you know, so if you do get flare-ups on your brats, that's why we have the hot spot on the grill. Slide them over a little bit. So if they are leaking a little bit, because as that brat cooks, the fat renders, and it's got to go somewhere. You'd like it to stay in there.
It wants to drip down on the fire.
Right, and when it does, you're going to get flare-ups, and then you get burnt brats, and then those aren't nearly as good as grilled ones.
You got wasted protein.
Right, but anyway, at the end of the day, brats, burgers, dogs. Get out there and try it.
I love a hot dog, too.
Yeah,
I'll grill too. A dog any day.
Yeah.
I'll grill three.
Right.
Just for me.
Yeah, right. I get it, man. I order them.
We need to do a hot dog show again. I'm so hungry.
Yeah, all right. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week and listening to this banter back and forth, but get out and create some grill envy in your neighborhood, would you? Because it's that time of year, and it's a lot of fun.
That's right.
All right. Take care. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.